Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For those who enjoy reading or listening to a new book but have trouble committing to just one, there is an assist to relieve choice paralysis while combing through a bookstore. That is me. For the past decade, NPR has curated its Books We Love. It's an interactive guide that is a reading guide based on staff and critic selections of their top picks of the year. And the 2023 edition is now live. There are nearly 400 books to choose from, and that can feel intimidating, but you can mix and match tags such as book club ideas, biography, memoir, or eye-opening reads to filter those results and find the book that's in line with your literary tastes or as a gift for someone else. I spoke with Andrew Limbong, NPR's Arts Desk reporter and Book of the Day podcast host, about the work that went into this year's interactive guide with a real-time demonstration to boot. Well, Andrew, you know, given that you host NPR's Book of the Day, you know, I have a pretty envious question to ask you. Do you have like a running tally of books that you enjoy, you know, in a week, month, or year?
Oh, okay. Listen, so in my defense, I like just had a kid, so those numbers like plummeted right down. Let me tell you, I hit the gutter. But the great thing about NPR's Book of the Day podcast is that it collects all of the interviews that we do at NPR. So all of the host interviews that we do on Morning Edition or All Things Considered or stuff like that. And so it's a way of like capturing these interviews to make sure that they don't just sort of get lost in the grind of like the daily news, you know, as you know, tends to happen sometimes. And it's a way of getting people to sort of like pay attention to some interviews that you might have missed and like get some book recommendations. That's a long way of saying I'm very heavily reliant on the hosts and producers of the respective shows.
Have you always loved a good read, or did it come with age as you got older?
So older how? Like, I remember hating reading when I was a kid, but my mom like locked me in a room with a book and was like, "You're not coming out until you finish this book." Which you know, I will not, you know, neither advocate for that parenting style or whatever, but it seemed to have worked. Yeah. And so, yeah, I was like a lit major in college and all that stuff growing up. And so like the whole goal was to be a professor of like William Faulkner or something like that.
Awesome. Well, you know, I love like wandering around a bookstore, but I also get overwhelmed with what to select. So that makes your interactive Books We Love guide, I mean, that's just like a welcome relief for someone like myself. How did you go about curating this list?
Yeah, so Books We Love is this annual guide that we put out every year. That we've been doing it for over a decade now. And what happens is like around the fall, we send a call out to all of our staff and all of our book critics and the reporters and stuff like that and say, hey, what books have you loved? What books do you really want to talk about? Let us know what you've been reading. And then after that, you know, massive wave of books comes in, we, you know, gather together and shout out to everyone else who works on this because it is a work of many. Just do a bunch of like long meetings in Excel spreadsheets, sort of like cataloging all these books and sort of making sure what goes on there and what doesn't. And I think what's important to point out, it's a conversation, right? It isn't a one-directional word from on high saying, here's the 10 best books of the year. It is, here's 350 plus books that you might be interested in if you want to know about XYZ. And we have a long list of filters of categories that you can then use to sort of pick out, to narrow the list down and find out what you might want to read next. Because yeah, choice paralysis is definitely a real thing. And this helps greatly with that.
Yeah, I mean, and even like hearing you have over 300 book selections, which is awesome. And you've broken them up into a wide range of topics for all literary tastes and ages. How do you want people to experience this guide?
So what I usually do is, because all the great thing about it is it collects all of the books we love we've done going back to 2013. So if I want to, you know, figure out anything going back then, I just use the format and so use the platform. And so what I usually do is like go to the Books We Love platform and then figure out what mood I'm in, right? So if I want to read something more like literary, I can go to CRC Great Writing. And then if I want to read about more realistic fiction, I can then use that to find out what's realistic and under CRC Great Writing. And then my favorite tag is actually the rather long and rather short tags. So then I can narrow that down to the rather short. So, and now I just did all that and I've got a collection of, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 books that I can then like choose from there.
Oh, that is way more manageable. And that definitely, yeah, I think, helps prevent, you know, choice paralysis. I want to dive into some of the genres that you have. I mean, it was a pretty decent or good year for memoirs and biographies. Which are your favorites?
Let me go on to the books we love and go to memoirs and biographies and let you know.
I love the live demonstration.
Yeah, I mean, this is it in real time. I mean, we gotta, like, you can't not shout out the Britney Spears book. I think, like, having I was a big part of the coverage when all of the hullabaloo around her conservatorship was going on, and so, like, finally, like, that book coming out was like of pertinent interest to me. The other biography that I had actually blurbed about was this book called Ringmaster. It's a biography of Vince McMahon, who is the head of the WWE, by Abraham Josephine Reisman. And what's great about, I don't know if you're a wrestling head.
A little bit when I was a kid, but it's been a minute.
Yeah, what's great about this is that it's not just a book about Vince and, like, wrestling, but it's about how this sort of idioms of wrestling can be translated into a culture today, right? And so this idea of, like, a heel, of pretending to be a loudmouth bad guy in order to gain attention, and how that works, really, you know, you can see the pattern work in wrestling, right? And seeing how people sort of exploit the attention economy using these different methods, you kind of be like, oh, wow, I see that online. I see that in politics. I see that in, like, discourse. I just see it everywhere now. And so it's a really interesting look at culture today.
I also have friends. They love fantasy and sci-fi. What do you suggest?
I mean, if you haven't read The Fourth Wing, that's the big one, right? Like, have you read it?
No, I have not read it. I have heard about it, though, and people have recommended it.
Yeah, I mean that's the big one. If you want something a little more under the radar that isn't, like, all over TikTok these days, you know, C. Pam Zhang's, like, Land of Milk and Honey is a more, like, literary stuff with some sci-fi elements twisted in. There's, like, Elizabeth Acevedo's Family Lore has fantasy elements within its sort of more lit ficky type things. The Adventures of Amina El Serafi is actually a fun book about like a retired pirate who's got to go in for one last job, and the interview that we did with that book is really fun.
That's great. You, when it comes to children's books, what rose to the top for you this year?
I think there's a couple of kids' books that are really interesting. Henry, Like Always, by Jen Bailey and illustrated by Mika Song. I think so. The main character, Henry, you know, shows characteristics that imply that he's on the spectrum, right? Which I don't think gets a lot of play or a lot of coverage isn't the right word. A lot of representation in kids' books that I've seen. And, you know, like I said, I've been reading a lot of kids' books lately, and it's not something that
me
I've
parent.
Seen a lot. Yeah, and all that. So that's a really interesting book. Another one for kids who maybe is Huda F. Cares by Huda Fahmy. It's a sequel to our book, Huda F. For You. And that's a very, like, jolly, rambunctious book for maybe, like, kids with a little, like, sharper elbows.
You know, all of this sounds great, and then I'm able to narrow it down to, like, a handful of books, which is awesome. It's one thing to choose a book for yourself. It can also be a little more daunting or challenging selecting a book for someone else, and we are rounding the corner to the holidays. How do you go about gifting a book?
So, like, I try to get a book for my father-in-law every year now and then because, you know, that's what dad's... You know, that's okay. And so, yeah, I go, he likes, you know, biography stuff, right? So I'll click on that. He's like a music guy. So I'm clicking on there. I'm just doing this in real time right now. And so cross-referencing that is I'll probably pick up, like, the Lou Reed book by Will Hermes. It's a Lou Reed, King of New York. And literally just, like, using that. It's like using the filters to find out what your gift givee is interested in.
I love the real-time demonstration, Andrew. Okay, I know we have to wrap up. One last question. It's the hardest question. I saved it for last. Do you have a favorite book of 2023?
Favorite one? One of my... I just went on this long spiel about how this is a democratic platform, and no worries. But I think the book I think about the most, I've been thinking about the most this year, is a graphic novel by Jillian Tamaki and Mariko Tamaki called Roaming. And it's about these three, I think they're college freshmen from Canada who come to New York City for just, like, their first big trip away. And they're, you know, it's 2009, they're 19 years old, and they're they are filled with all the feelings you are filled with when you're 19. And it's a really tender look at friendship and what that means at that age that I found really touching.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew, for making the process a lot easier for us book lovers.
Yeah, thank you.
Andrew Limbong is NPR's Arts Desk reporter and Book of the Day podcast host, talking about this year's Books We Love, an interactive reading guide based on staff and critic selections of their top picks of the year. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to email us, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.